Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda. So, we're continuing our reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We'll be reading from the Madhya Lila, chapter 11, chapter titled The Beta Kirtan Pastimes. And we've got text 103 on the board, which we'll chant responsively three times. Then I'll read the translation and the purport, and then just continue to read that chapter. Okay. Chandra Kripa Nahe Yare Pandita Nahe Kena. Dekhile Sunile Ha Chandre Ishvara Namane. Chandra Kripa Nahe Yare Pandita Nahe Kena. Dekhile sunileha tanre ishvara namane. Tandra kripa. Word for word, tandra kripa. His mercy. Nahi, there is not. Yare, unto whom. Pandit, learned scholar. Nahi, even though. Kene, nevertheless. Dekile, even by seeing. Sunileha, even by listening. Tanre, him. Ishvara, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namane, does not accept. Translation. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. If the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not bestowed upon a person, regardless of how learned a scholar that person may be, and regardless of his seeing or listening, he cannot accept Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The same principles can be applied to demoniac persons, even though they may be in the sampradaya of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without receiving the Lord's special power, one cannot preach his glories all over the world. Even though one may celebrate himself as a learned follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even though one may attempt to preach the holy name of the Lord all over the world, if he is not favored by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will find fault with the pure devotee and will not be able to understand how a preacher is empowered by Lord Chaitanya. One must be considered bereft of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he criticizes the Krishna consciousness movement now spreading all over the world, or finds fault with this movement or the leader of the movement. So, as I said, this is a reading, so I'm not going to say anything about that. We're just going to continue on. And I'm just going to read the English translation. I'm not going to chant the Bengali, and I'm not going to read purports, so everybody could hear the translations, you know, get the flow of the story. And, you know, we're always hearing about, like, loving relationships with devotees, and if you listen carefully, you're going to hear a lot of nice examples of the loving relationships between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, who are all now arriving from Bengal to be with Lord Chaitanya for the Ratha Yatra in Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya is there. Okay, so this is who's speaking? I guess Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is still here. Lord Brahma said, this is a translation. My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. That's from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 14th Chapter, text 29. The king said, Maharaj Pratapurja, instead of visiting the temple of Jagannath, of Lord Jagannath, all the devotees are running toward the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, this is spontaneous love. All the devotees are very anxious to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First, the devotees will meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then take him with them to the temple to see Lord Jagannath. The king said, the son of Bhavananda Roy named Vaininath, along with five or seven other men, went there to obtain the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food. Indeed, Vaininath has already gone to the residence of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and has taken a huge quantity of Mahaprasadam. Please let me know the reason for this. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, understanding that all the devotees have come, Lord Chaitanya gave the sign, and therefore Vaininath and the others have brought such great quantities of Mahaprasadam. The king then asked the Bhattacharya, why have the devotees not observed the regulations for visiting the pilgrimage place, such as fasting, shaving, and so on? Why have they first eaten prasadam? The Bhattacharya told the king, what you have said is right according to the regulative principles governing the visiting of holy places. But there is another path, which is the path of spontaneous love. According to those principles, there are subtle intricacies involved in the execution of religious principles. So we're going to be hearing a lot now of these the path of spontaneous love and all the intricacies as the chapter goes on. The scriptural injunctions for shaving and fasting are indirect orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, when there is a direct order from the Lord to take prasadam, naturally the devotees take prasadam as their first duty. When Mahaprasadam is not available, there must be fasting. But when the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly orders one to take prasadam, neglecting such an opportunity is offensive. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing prasadam with his transcendental hand, who will neglect such an opportunity and accept the regulative principle of fasting? Previously, this is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya speaking. Okay? Previously, the Lord gave me Mahaprasadam rice one morning, and I ate it just sitting on my bed without having even washed my mouth. The man to whom the Lord shows his mercy by inspiring him within the heart takes shelter only of Lord Krishna and abandons all Vedic and social customs. When one is inspired by the Lord, who is sitting in everyone's heart, he does not care for social custom or Vedic regulative principles. After this, King Prataparudra came down from the top of his palace to the ground and called for Kasi Mishra and the inspector of the temple. Maharaj Prataparudra then told Kasi Mishra and the temple inspector, provide all the devotees and associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with comfortable residences, convenient eating facilities for prasadam, and convenient visiting arrangements at the temple so that there will not be any difficulty. The orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be carefully carried out. Although the Lord may not give direct orders, you are still to carry out his desires simply by understanding his indications. Saying this, the king gave them permission to leave. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also went to see the assembly of all the Vaishnavas. From a distant place, Gopinathacharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya watched the meeting of all the Vaishnavas with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they're all coming in on the road, you know, not like a lot of roads. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is up there on the palace roof with, King Prataparudra. Now they come down. And now Gopinath and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya are approaching where all the devotees are coming from. Beginning from the right side of the Lion Gate, or the main gate of the temple, all the Vaishnavas began to proceed toward the house of Kasi Mishra. In the meantime, that's where Lord Chaitanya was staying. In the meantime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by his personal associates, In the meantime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by his personal associates, met all the Vaishnavas on the road with great jubilation. So I underlined that as I was reading it because I found it interesting that Lord Chaitanya, the devotees are coming to see Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya is going to see the devotees. You know, he's as eager to see them as they are to see him. First, Advaitacharya offered prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord immediately embraced him in ecstatic love. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaitacharya displayed agitation due to ecstatic love. Seeing the time and circumstance, however, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained patient. After this, all the devotees headed by Srivas Thakur offered prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord embraced each and every one of them in great love and ecstasy. So I underlined that as well. That was significant, that not just some of the devotees, but the Lord is embracing each and every one of them in great love and ecstasy. So I'll give you, The Lord addressed all the devotees one after another and took all of them with him into the house. So they're all included. You know, it's not just like a few. Lord Chaitanya is happy to see everybody. He's embracing everybody. He's going out to meet everybody. He's embracing everybody. He's bringing everybody into the house of Kasyamisha where he's staying. Since the residence of Kasyamisha was insufficient, all the assembled devotees were very much overcrowded. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit at his side, and with his own hand, he offered them garlands and sandalwood pope. So I must have visited the house of Kasyamisha when I went to Jagannathpur, but I can't remember. But I remember Prabhupada's room in Mayapur. You know, it was just in my mind, it was a big room, but it wasn't. When I revisited it some years later, it kind of was a pretty small room. But man, were the devotees packed in there. When there was a darshan, they were just packed. So I imagine some sort of a similar scene. Just raise your hand if you were in Prabhupada's room there in Mayapur. And keep your hand up if you were there when Prabhupada was there and all the devotees were there. Some of the Prabhupada disciples remember that. It was packed. So it must be something like that, that, you know, they're all packed in there with Lord Chaitanya in this house of Kasyamisha. But they're not fazed by it because they're there with Lord Chaitanya. They couldn't care less how crowded it was. You know, they're there with Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya is having the devotees sit by him closely, and he's putting sandalwood pulp on their head and giving them garlands like that. So it says, after this, Gopinathacharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met all the Vaishnavas at the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a befitting manner. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed Advaitacharya Prabhu, saying sweetly, "My dear sir, today I have become perfect because of your arrival." So this is, you know, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but this is how he's speaking to his devotee. Advaitacharya Prabhu replied, "This is the natural characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he is personally complete and full in all opulences, he takes transcendental pleasure in the association of his devotees, with whom he has a variety of eternal pastimes." So this is the first example of one of the dynamics of the loving exchange. That Lord Chaitanya, or the devotees, are always trying to glorify the other devotees, but the way the other devotee responds is it's kind of like a counter glorification. It's like tennis or something like that. Boom, hit the ball onto the person's court, and then they have to hit it back. You know, so Lord Chaitanya is glorifying Advaitacharya, and Advaitacharya turns it back around and glorifies Lord Chaitanya. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Vasudev Dat, the older brother of Mukunda Dat, he immediately became very happy and, placing his hand on his body, began to speak. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Although Mukunda is my friend from childhood, I nonetheless take greater pleasure in seeing you than in seeing him." Vasudev replied, "Mukunda got your association in the beginning. As such, he has taken shelter of your lotus feet. That is his transcendental rebirth." Thus, Vasudev Dat admitted his inferiority to Mukunda, his younger brother. "Although Mukunda is my junior," he said, "he first received your favor. Consequently, he became transcendentally senior to me. Besides that, you very much favored Mukunda. Thus, he is superior in all good qualities." So then the next verse goes, "The Lord said, 'For your sake only, I have brought two books from South India. So Lord Chaitanya is not going to compete with him. He gave his glorification. Vasudev Dutt responded, and okay. So now he told him about the two books. The books are being kept with Swarup Damodar, and you can get them copied. Hearing this, Vasudev became very glad. Indeed, each and every Vaishnava copied the two books. By and by, the two books, which are the Brahma Samhita and Sri Krishna Charanamrita, were broadcast all over India. The Lord addressed Srivas and his brothers with great love and affection, saying, I am so obliged. I am purchased by you four brothers. Srivas then replied to the Lord, Why are you speaking in a contradictory way? Rather, we four brothers have been purchased by your mercy. After seeing Shankara, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Damodar, My affection for you is on the platform of awe and reverence. Therefore, keep your younger brother, Shankara, with you because he is connected to me by pure unalloyed love. Damodar Pandit replied, Shankara is my younger brother, but from today he becomes my elder brother because of your special mercy upon him. See? Another example of that. Then turning toward Shivananda saying, the Lord said, I know that from the very beginning your affection for me has been very great. Immediately upon hearing this, Shivananda Sain became absorbed in ecstatic love and fell down on the ground, offering obeisances to the Lord. He then began to recite the following verse. O my Lord, O Unlimited One, although I was merged in the ocean of nescience, I have now, after a long time, attained you, just as one may attain the seashore. My dear Lord, by getting me, you have obtained the right person upon whom to bestow your causeless mercy. Yeah. So, you know, these exchanges are saturated with humility. That's one thing. Respect, admiration. You can, you know, all these qualities are, you know, embedded within these different exchanges. So, reading on. Murarigupta at first did not meet the Lord, but rather remained outside the door, falling down like a stick to offer obeisances. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not see Murari amongst the devotees, he inquired about him. Thereupon, many people immediately went to Murari, running to take him to the Lord. Thus, Murarigupta, catching two bunches of straw in his teeth, went before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with humility and meekness. Upon seeing Murari come to meet him, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went up to him, but Murari began to run away and speak as follows. My Lord, please do not touch me. I am most abominable, and I'm not fit for you to touch because my body is sinful. The Lord said, My dear Murari, please restrain your unnecessary humility. My mind is disturbed to see your meekness. Saying this, the Lord embraced Murari and had him sit down by his side. The Lord then began to cleanse his body with his own hands. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then again and again embraced all the devotees, including Acharya Ratna, Vijaniti, Pandit Gadadhar, Gangadas, Haribhata, and Acharya Purandara. The Lord described their good qualities and glorified them again and again. After thus offering respect to each and every devotee, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very jubilant. However, not seeing Haridas Thakur, he inquired, Where is Haridas Thakur? One teeny little brief comment here. You know, sometimes when Radhanath Maharaj comes, he's outside, and he kind of, there's always this, like, I'll refer to it as a ritual, where he just kind of, you know, slowly moves around and he meets all the different devotees. And I have to admit, sometimes I would watch that and I'd go, come on, you know, let's just get on with it. Let's get to the next thing we got to do. And then when I was reading this, preparing for the class, I was realizing, uh-oh, I missed the whole point. You know, that's the whole point. You know, what he's doing is exactly what's being described here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's trying to follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya here and all these devotees. That's the proper way to, you know, meet, interact with the devotees when you haven't seen them for a long time. So anyway, so Lord Chaitanya is inquiring, where's Haridas? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then saw in the distance that Haridas Thakur was lying down flat on the road, offering obeisances. Haridas Thakur did not come to the Lord's meeting place, but remained fallen flat on the common road at a distance. All the devotees then went to Haridas Thakur, saying, "The Lord wants to meet you. Please come immediately." Haridas Thakur replied, "I cannot go near the temple because I am a low caste, abominable person. I have no authority to go there." Amazing. Haridas Thakur then expressed his desire, "If I could just get a solitary place near the temple, I could stay there alone and pass my time. I do not wish the servants of Lord Jagannath to touch me. I would remain there in the garden alone. That is my desire." When this message was relayed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the people, the Lord became very happy to hear it. At this time, Kasi Mishra, no, so why? Because he's appreciating the qualities of his devotee like that. At this time, Kasi Mishra, along with the superintendent of the temple, came and offered his respects unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Upon seeing all the Vaishnavas together, Kasi Mishra and the superintendent became very happy. With great happiness, they met with the devotees in a befitting manner. Both submitted to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Please give us orders so that we may make proper arrangements to accommodate all the Vaishnavas. Accommodations have been arranged for all the Vaishnavas. Now let us distribute Mahaprasadam to all of them." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately told Gopinath Acharya, "Please go with the Vaishnavas and accommodate them in whatever residences Kasi Mishra and the temple superintendent offer." So nice arrangements have been made for everybody. Then the Lord told Kasi Mishra and the temple superintendent, "As for the remnants of food left by Jagannath, let them be delivered to Vaninath Rai's charge, for he can take care of all the Vaishnavas and distribute Mahaprasadam to them." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "Nearby my place in this garden of flowers is a single room that is very solitary. Please give that room to me, for I have a need for it. Indeed, I shall remember the lotus feet of the Lord sitting in that solitary place." Kasi Mishra, now that's not the truth. He wanted that room for Haridas Thakur, but anyway, he's presenting that reason, but that's the actual reason. Kasi Mishra then told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Everything belongs to you. What is the use of your begging? By your own will, you can take whatever you like. My Lord, we are your two servants and are here just to carry out your orders. By your mercy, please tell us to do whatever you want." So this is like, you know, the perfection of dealings or interactions between human beings. Each one of these is, you know, you could, if you stop and think about it, if you analyze it, you know, what's going on, it's just a few words, but if you analyze the mentality or the psychology behind it, you can appreciate that, wow, these people were in a very elevated state of consciousness. They knew exactly how to interact with each other on the, you know, according to the most elevated devotional principles, right? Okay, reading on. Saying this, Kasi Mishra and the temple inspector took their leave, and Gopinath and Vaininath went with them. Gopinath was then shown all the residential places, and Vaininath was given large quantities of food, Mahaprasadam, left by Lord Jagannath. Thus, Vaninath Roy returned with large quantities of Lord Jagannath's food remnants, including cakes and other good edibles. Gopinath Acharya also returned after cleansing all the residential quarters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then addressed all the Vaishnavas and requested that they listen to him. He said, "Now you can go to your respective residential quarters. Go to the sea and bathe and look at the top of the temple. After so doing, please come back here and take your lunch." So all these nice arrangements were made. You know, they arranged residential quarters for everybody. Gopinath Acharya made sure they were nice and clean and neat and clean. And the Mahaprasadam's all organized. And Lord Chaitanya is, you know, personally looking after all the devotees. It's more than that. He just went out on the road and greeted them and brought them into the room. He's made arrangements for everybody to nicely accommodate and, you know, feed everybody, make sure everybody's nice and comfy, so to speak. You know, he's really looking after the devotees. Goes on. After offering obeisance to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees departed for their residences, and Gopinath Acharya showed them their respective quarters. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to meet Haridas Thakur, and he saw him engaged in chanting the Mahamantra with ecstatic love. Haridas chanted, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay. Now, here's one of these really, as I was talking about, loving exchanges, really a very amazing one coming up. As soon as Haridas Thakur saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately fell down like a stick to offer him obeisances. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised him up and embraced him. Then both the Lord and his servant began to cry in ecstatic love. Indeed, the Lord was transformed by the qualities of his servant, and the servant was transformed by the qualities of his master. Haridas Thakur said, "My dear Lord, please do not touch me, for I am most fallen and untouchable, and am the lowest among men." The Lord said, "I wish to touch you just to be purified, for your purified activities do not exist in me." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exalted Haridas Thakur, stating, "At every moment you take your bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage, and at every moment you perform great sacrifices, austerity, and charity. You are constantly studying the four Vedas, and you are far better than any Brahmin or sannyasi." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then recited the following verse. "My dear Lord, one who always keeps your holy name on his tongue becomes greater than an initiated Brahmana. Although he may be born in a family of dog eaters and therefore by material calculation may be the lowest among men, he is still glorious. This is the wonderful effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord. It is therefore concluded that one who chants the holy name of the Lord should be understood to have performed all kinds of austerities and great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas. He has already taken his bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage. He has studied all the Vedas, and he is actually an Aryan." So Lord Chaitanya quoted that verse. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Haridas Thakur within the flower garden, and there, in a very secluded place, he showed him his residence. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Haridas Thakur, "Remain here and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I shall personally come here to meet you daily." See? He got that room for Haridas Thakur. He was saying it was for himself, but I guess he just really wanted to make sure that I got to get this room for Haridas Thakur. So I'm going to say something that they're definitely going to cooperate. I'm going to say it's for me, but it's for Haridas Thakur. So he goes on, "Remain here peacefully and look at the chakra at the top of the temple and offer obeisances. As far as your prasadam is concerned, I shall arrange to have that sent here." When Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Prabhu, Damodar Prabhu, and Mukunda Prabhu met Haridas Thakur, they all became very pleased. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence after taking a bath in the sea, all the devotees headed by Waita Prabhu went to bathe in the sea. You notice how this Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami repeatedly uses the word Prabhu to refer to all these devotees. And if time allows, I'll say something very briefly about that at the end. After bathing in the sea, Advaita Prabhu and all the other devotees returned. And on their return, they saw the top of the Jagannath temple. They then went to the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take their luncheon. One after the other, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in their proper places. He then began to distribute prasadam with his own transcendental hand. So here's another example. You know, they're coming to see Lord Chaitanya. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he values and gives so much importance to his devotees that he wants to personally serve them. It's not enough that he arranged all their residences, arranged for the prasadam. No, now he's wanting to personally serve them. "Sit down, I'm going to serve you personally." All the devotees were served prasadam on plantain leaves, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed on each leaf a quantity suitable for two or three men to eat, for his hand could not distribute less than that. He had big hands. All the devotees kept their hands raised over the prasadam distributed to them, for they did not want to eat without seeing the Lord eat first. So they weren't going to buy it. You know, they cooperated. They sat down, he served out, but then they're not going to. Srup Damodar Goswami then informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Unless you sit and take prasadam, no one will accept it. Gopinath Acharya had invited all the sannyasis who remain with you to come and take prasadam. Gopinath Acharya has already come, bringing sufficient remnants of food to distribute to all the sannyasis. And sannyasis like Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati are waiting for you. You may sit down and accept luncheon with Nityananda Prabhu, and I shall distribute the prasadam to all the Vaishnavas." Who was saying that? That was Srup Damodar said that to him? Yeah. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carefully delivered some prasadam into the hands of Govinda to be given to Haridas Thakur. So Lord Chaitanya surrendered, basically, because he knew that was what Srup Damodar was saying was correct. Nobody would have eaten until they wanted to see Lord Chaitanya take prasadam first. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally sat down to accept lunch with the other sannyasis. And Gopinath Acharya began to distribute the prasadam with great pleasure. Then Srup Damodar Goswami, Damodar Pandit, and Jagadananda all began to distribute prasadam to the devotees with great pleasure. They ate all kinds of cakes and sweet rice, filling themselves up to their throats. And at intervals, they vibrated the holy name of the Lord in great jubilation. After everyone had finished his lunch and washed his mouth and hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally decorated everyone with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. After thus accepting prasadam, they all went to take rest at their respective residences, and in the evening they again came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At this time, Ramananda Roy also came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord took the opportunity to introduce him to all the Vaishnavas. So I underlined that. I thought that was significant, that that's the proper etiquette. That's what you do, you know. When devotee comes, you know, you kind of, not ignore, you just, the opposite of ignore. Lord Chaitanya made sure to introduce, okay, this is Ramananda Roy, this is so-and-so, so-and-so. You know, that's the proper way to do it. So the great personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then took all of them to the temple of Jagannath and began congregational chanting of the holy name there. After seeing the dupe arti of the Lord, they all began congregational chanting. Then the padicha, the superintendent of the temple, came and offered flower garlands and sandalwood pulp to everyone. Four parties were then distributed in four directions to perform sankirtan, and in the middle of them, the Lord himself, known as the son of Mother Sachi, began to dance. In four groups, there were eight madungas and 32 cymbals. Altogether, they began to vibrate the transcendental sound, and everyone said, "Very good, very good." When the tumultuous vibration of sankirtan resounded, all good fortune immediately awakened, and the sound penetrated the whole universe through the 14 planetary systems. When the congregational chanting began, an ecstatic love immediately overflowed everything, and all the residents of Jagannath Puri came running. Everyone was astonished to see such a performance of sankirtan, and they all agreed that never before had kirtan been so performed and ecstatic love of God so exhibited. At this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated the temple of Jagannath and continuously danced about the whole area. This was, I believe, the first visit. I think we're hearing the description of the first visit of all the devotees to Jagannath Puri. There's about 20 of them all together, but this is, I believe, the very first one. As the circumambulation was performed, the four kirtan parties sang in the front and in the rear. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down to the ground, Sri Nityananda Roy Prabhu lifted him up. While kirtan was going on, there was a transformation of ecstatic love, and much tears, jubilation, trembling, perspiration, and deep resounding in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Upon seeing this transformation, all the people present became very much astonished. The tears from the eyes of the Lord came out with great force, like water from a syringe. Indeed, all the people who surrounded him were moistened by his tears. After circumambulating the temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for some time remained at the rear of the temple and continued his sankirtan. On all four sides, the four sankirtan groups chanted very loudly, and in the middle, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, jumping high. After dancing for a long time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became still and ordered four great personalities to begin to dance. In one group, Nityananda Prabhu began to dance, and in another group, Advaita Acharya began to dance. The Keshvara Pandit began to dance in another group, and in yet another group, Srivas Thakur began to dance. While this dancing was going on, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu watched them and performed a miracle. So anyway, one very brief comment. Dancing is important. Dancing is important. You know, when you read through the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I mean, we're just hearing it now. That's is like the chanting was always accompanied by dancing. And back, those of us who, Prabhupada disciples have been in the movement for a while, probably can remember, back in the older days, a lot more dancing. I guess because we're getting older and, you know, more tired, but it's a little bit understandable and acceptable. But just for the benefit, for the sake of the newer devotees, if you got the energy, if you still got it in you, dance. That's what it's all about. When I remember when I joined, they said, this process is chant, dance, and take prasadam. That's what I was told. Chant, dance, take prasadam. So the dancing is really important. And if you're still able to, dance while you still can. Because it's very purifying, it's very important. Okay, so Lord Chaitanya is about to perform a miracle while this dancing is going. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood in the middle of the dancers, and all the dancers in all directions perceived that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking at them. Wanting to see the dancing of the four great personalities, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited this miracle of seeing everyone. Everyone who saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that he was performing a miracle, but they did not know how it was that he could see on all four sides. In his own pastimes in Vrindavan, when Krishna used to eat on the bank of the Yamuna and sit in the center of his friends, every one of the cowherd boys would perceive that Krishna was looking at him. In the same way, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu observed the dancing, everyone saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was facing him. When someone came nearby while dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would tightly embrace him. Upon seeing the great dancing, great love, and great sankirtan, all the people of Jagannath Puri floated in an ecstatic ocean of love. Hearing the greatness of the sankirtan, King Prataparuja went up to the top of his palace and watched the performance with his personal associates. The king was very much astonished to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan, and the king's anxiety to meet him increased unlimitedly. After the sankirtan ended, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu watched the offering of flowers to the Lord Jagannath deity. Then he and all the Vaishnavas returned to his residence. The superintendent of the temple then brought large quantities of prasadam, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally distributed to all the devotees. Finally, they all departed to rest in bed. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Sachimata, performed his pastimes. As long as the devotees remained at Jagannath Puri with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the pastime of Sankirtan was performed with great jubilation every day. So this went on every day. I think they stayed there for some months, right? So anyway, it was going on every day for the whole visit. In this way, I have explained the Lord's pastime of Sankirtan, and I bless everyone with this benediction. By listening to this description, one will surely become a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai. Congratulations, everyone. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. So we did it. We made it through till the end of the chapter. And as I said, if there was time allowing, I'll just say one little thing about this word Prabhu. So these loving dealings between the devotees, they start with one word, Prabhu, understanding that word. This is an excerpt from a letter Prabhupada wrote to a devotee. His name was Tushta Krishna, who lived in Australia at the time. And so I'm just going to read a little excerpt from it. So Prabhupada says, your next question, after leaving this material realm, does the devotee remain forever with his spiritual master? The answer is yes. But he goes on to say, but I think you have got the mistaken idea in this connection. You speak of pure devotee, that he is Shakyavesh avatar, that we should obey him only. These things are wrong. If anyone thinks like that a pure devotee should be obeyed and no one else, that means he is nonsense. Here it comes. We advise everyone to address one another as Prabhu. Prabhu means master. So how the master should be disobeyed? Others are also pure devotees. All my disciples are pure devotees. Now, that's underlined. Actually, Mother Balai fished this out, found this for me, because one day, I don't know, about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, it just popped into my head. Didn't Prabhupada say there was going to be an ISKCON in the spiritual world? But I couldn't, and I thought, yeah, I thought I'd heard that. And I was asking devotees, was that for real? Is that, you know? Anyway, Archie to confirm, yeah, for sure, you know, but Mr. Nair won't be there, you know. But we couldn't find it. But I asked Mother Balai. She was able to find it on Vani Quotes. Anyway, the point is that, so this is, what I'm reading is a polished version of the letter. And this particular line is underlined, all my disciples are pure devotees. So I thought, oh, this is the editor's sentiment. He thought that was particularly important, so he underlined that. But no, it also shows, on the Vani quotes, it also shows the original letter, you know, the original type letter of Srila Prabhupada. And it shows, if you look at the original letter, it's Prabhupada's underline. You know, Prabhupada underscored that line. So that was Prabhupada's underline. All my disciples are pure devotees. Goes on to say, anyone sincerely serving the spiritual master is a pure devotee. This must be clearly stated. And he goes on to say, anyone who is surrendered to the spiritual master is a pure devotee. It doesn't matter this one or that one. Amongst ourselves, one should respect others as Prabhu, master, one another. As soon as we distinguish, here is a pure devotee, here is a non-pure devotee, that means I am a nonsense. So it gives you the understanding that, you know, that this cultivating this mentality of respect, it begins with that understanding that Prabhu, everybody's our esteemed master. Then I'll just read this one last sentence because it's kind of interesting. This is what I was looking for. I asked Mother Balai found the letter for me. He says, why you only want to be in the spiritual sky with Siddha Sarup? That was the person he was very inspired by at the time. Why not all? If Siddha Sarup can go, why not everyone? Siddha Sarup will go. You will go. Shamasunda will go. All others will go. We will have another ISKCON there, Prabhupada says. Of course, Mr. Nair must stay. So on that note, we will end. Thank you very much. Guntaraj, Sri Chaitanya Charanamrita, Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.